Hi, Michael. This is Mary from Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Okay.
That's good to hear. We're just calling in. We're returning your call from earlier about the Google verification. Is it a good time to speak about it?
Yeah. I went in there and tried the video. But the problem with the video is it has to be one video. And I don't know how you can get everything on one video. I mean, things are miles apart. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I understand. Thank you for the heads up. Let me check how we can go about this. Before we start, please be informed that this call may be monitored or recorded for quality and training purposes. So, yes, you are correct. Google requires it to be one continuous recording. However, your tools and equipment and work vehicle are in different locations. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're all over the place.
I see. So there's not really an option where you can have them in one place. Not all of your equipment, but just some of the equipment can be placed together with the work vehicle. It's not possible. Is that correct?
Well, not if they want to see all of the tools and everything. It's, you know, we got a warehouse full of tools. I got two vehicles, a dump truck, a pickup truck, and I have documents on my computer. I mean, it's just unreasonable to do it on a video. It just doesn't make sense. I don't even know why they're doing this. But... All right.
I totally understand.
I started the video, so every time I go on there, it takes me to the video. I want to reset it where I can do it some other way. There has to be some other way you can do it, right?
Well, we can definitely escalate to Google to ask for more ways to verify. However, let me just set the right expectations. Once we escalate to Google for more ways to verify, what Google usually does is they enable live video verification. With live video verification, instead of you doing the video yourself, you will be in a meeting with a Google representative. And the Google representative will ask you to show this, that, and that. Would you like to proceed with that option instead? Sorry, go ahead.
So I show him one thing, and he's going to sit on the phone while I drive for half an hour to go to the next site to show him the next thing?
If that's what it takes, yes. Considering that
other people must be facing this as well, right?
To be honest, with the customers that I've spoken about the video verification, they've managed to actually do it in one recording. What we always advise them is at least one or two equipment or tools. It doesn't need to be all of it. So if there's small tools or small equipment that you can show together with your work vehicle, that would be perfect. As for the documents, if you have paper or hard copies, then you can have it in your truck or your work vehicle. And that way, once you're ready for the recording, you have all three in one location. That is if it's possible in your situation.
Yeah, now, you're saying live video or the other video is the only alternative? They don't have any alternatives like taking pictures and sending in pictures and stuff like that?
That's what usually Google does. Once we escalate to them to ask for more ways to verify, what they usually do, well, it's not just usually, what they always do once we've escalated it is they enable the live video verification. Because the thing with Google is once they require the verification, they do it by hierarchy. So if you can't do the business video, they then go proceed to the highest one, which is the live video verification. The photos part is basically just part of the escalation. So when we escalate to Google, we provide them documents, and then after that, they enable the live video verification.
because I did see something on here by the pencil where it said you could upload photos. I did see
Let
something
me take
about
a look. For now, the only option that I see here is business video, and then there's a verify later button. But I'm just setting the expectations, Michael. We can
on,
go ahead and check
minute.
If it's possible. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't want to
okay.
get myself stuck into the live video before. I mean, if I could do the live video, then I could do the other video. It's all one and the same, right?
The difference is that you'll have the Google representative with you with the live video verification. But yes, technically, it's still a video verification.
Yeah, let's just see. Google Splash. So, link. Now I go on there. There's a camera on there that I can drag and drop. I can drag and drop pictures. What's that all about?
Sorry, are you looking at your Google business profile?
Yeah.
Okay. And did you click on the Get Verified button, Michael? Sorry.
No. Before the Get Verified button, there's a pencil. And a camera.
A pencil and a camera. Let me take a look at it here.
Maybe that's, you could put the documents in there or something. Or I could put pictures of everything in there. I don't know. And it becomes part of the video. I don't know.
The thing is, the verification only happens when you click the Get Verified button. So if it's outside the Get Verified button, it's not going to be part of the verification.
What is it for? Why do they have it there? Why does it even exist? Why is there a little camera I can click on where I can drag and drop pictures and a pencil where I can edit things?
That's most likely for photos that will represent your business for customers to see. As for the pencil, that's to be able to edit your profile, like the details about the business.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, let me see if I can figure this out. All right.
All right. For now, we'll not be escalating, Michael. You'll try the video verification once again.
Yeah, we're going to try that first.
All righty. Hopefully this time it would be possible. Any questions before I let you go?
No, that's good. Thank you.
You're welcome, Michael. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me. You take care. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.